Super hits, kadapla points, Sun Red FM, money number one with your crazy boy, Zach. How can you step back? What's up, Shillong? By Miss Rosa, Jung Jyoti's Road Inclusive School. Hello, orkas, Jing Rakhi, Jung Ki, Nikasni, White Cane Safety Day.
What's up, Shillong?
Can you tell us something about this Cafe in the Dark, the concept, and everything?
Yeah, so Cafe in the Dark was actually, it started as Dialogue in the Dark. It was started by Dr. Andreas Hennecke in 1988, which was Dialogue in the Dark. He actually was a journalist and he had a friend who met with an accident. And so from there, he thought, how would I include him? A friend is literate. Just because he's blind doesn't mean he can't use his mind and his ideas and express himself. So this idea came to him. So when there is a discussion, a debate, everything, that friend is always there, and he is as important member. Even if he can't write, he can express himself in this dialogue in the Dark. And he used to organize such kinds, and where people from different fields will come, and they have different fields of expertise. They will come together and all in the dark, and they would discuss about events and important events and all. Here, what happened? Cafe in the Dark. It was in 2010. There were two students from Japan who came here, and they wanted to help Bethany Society, raise fund for Bethany Society, and they brought this idea here. So for me personally, I got to experience this Cafe in the Dark here when these two Japanese girls who are totally blind, they came and organized this Cafe in the Dark, and how they train our children, our students who are totally blind, to hold this event. And it was such a successful event, and people who took part in that still remember. So I thought, why not do it again? Cafe in the Dark. So me and my colleagues, we thought, okay, let's give it a try again. I'm sure we'll do something. So now this Cafe in the Dark, the person who will facilitate this whole program is Benistar, who himself is totally blind. Benistar, again, for this, he got a training when he was in Hyderabad. In Hyderabad, there is an organization that does this, but they don't do it for fun. They do it for, it's kind of an employment for the blind. So it is a regular thing. So he's an expert now. He's training my students. So the involvement here is my ex-students, all the ex-students of Jyoti's Road and the present students together. They are going to host people who will come for Cafe in the Dark. So what happens here? As you go to a cafe, what do? You have your coffee and you chat with your friends. You sit and you enjoy. So there'll be we will hold it, as much as possible. We will try to create that kind of an atmosphere where people come and enjoy and music and enjoy the snacks and then at the same time soulful live music. So there'll be children live playing, the children who are the Light After Dark, whose members are totally blind again. Yeah, but then also apart from that, there'll be other renowned artists like Barudi and other artists who actually would like to do that, and it's kind of a challenge for them. So we are challenging them. Please, we are challenging all the artists in Shillong to come and play in the dark. And let's see. Yes, it'll be a new experience. So I also invite all the artists. If they come, everyone is. So this is open to all.
Well, hang to play go. Hi, this is open to all. I caught subhala, caught lay where your pibaro keeper lock long snap up in platform. Menta ke sengi dia kebentang ini sangat sudah dijerwangin suan pai. Pitingi sengap ke kendap lapon Sun Red FM. It's rocking.